Therefore, after he had his suda ready, he said, go away today and come back tomorrow before the suda tomorrow, and I'll pass the nishana tomorrow. It's kiyas l'macha, when the person came back to him tomorrow, Omalei, your papa told him, you should know, Icha hashtish taloi. Like, it's very, very good, you didn't, I didn't pass in yesterday. Because of Icha hashtim, if I would have passed in yesterday, shaloi, I would have made a mistake. Rashi says, Imaritzi l'cho esmo, if I would have passed in for you yesterday, v'shechrusi, when I was shikir, ishtaloi, shachachti, I would have made a mistake, I would have forgot something. Why? The Amrilach, I would have told you like this, the Gemara says. I would have told you, Rav Rav Yechanan, Halodach Rav Yechanan. I would have passed that the klal is Rav and Rav Yechanan, we pass like Rav Yechanan. So Rav Yechanan said that an egg that's born on Shabbos, the next day Yom Tov, you're allowed to eat it. It's called two different Kedushas. So the egg that's born today, you're allowed to eat tomorrow. That's what I would have told you. But I made a mistake, because the Omar Rav says over that Hilchos Kavose the Rav, Bahane Tlosa. There are three cases that we paskin like Rav, even though usually we paskin like Rav Yechanan, but this is one of the cases that here we paskin like Rav. Bein lekula bein lechumra, where the Rav is arguing, going lekula lenient, or is going lechumra, still we paskin these three cases like Rav. We'll soon see. What is it? Rashi says, Omar Rav, Hilchos Kavos the Rav Aritlas, Shomu lenye beitza, Zu me Shabbos for Yom Tov. The machlokes with our case here, an egg that's born on Shabbos can eat it tomorrow on Yom Tov, that here we paskin like Rav. You should know the egg is also. Well, the kind in other cases we'll see later, Bishnei Yom Tov Mishor Golius. And the Machlek is later by every 2 days of Yom Tov that we have. Nechlet L'Hokel. There Rav is Mekel and says an egg that's born the first day, he will not eat it the second day Yom Tov. V'yashklishi, where's the third Machlek is we'll see later? Bishnei Yom Tov Mishor Rosh Hashanah. Nechlet L'Hachmer. On 2 days Rosh Hashanah, there is more Machmer. There he says an egg that's born the first day Rosh Hashanah, you're not allowed to eat it even the second day Yom Tov. So we'll see later these three machlokes in. But I call upon him, Rav said that here we paskin like Rav. So therefore, a papa reminded himself and said, you should know the locher is like Rav here, that an egg that's born on Shabbos, you're not allowed to eat it tomorrow on Yom Tov. On Shabbos and Yom Tov, it's considered like one long Kedusha, and therefore it has the same mitzvah as if it's still the first day. But we'll see about this more later. Baita. Omer Rav Yechanan. Eitzim shenoshru min hadeko b'shabbos. Wood that fell off the tree. You have a palm tree, and some branches fell off on Shabbos. The locher is also laseken b'yomtiv. You're not allowed to burn it, to use it even tomorrow on yomtiv. Even though you're allowed to burn wood on yomtiv, but here, since this wood fell off the tree on Shabbos, on Sunday, that's yomtiv, still you're not allowed to use this wood. That's Rabbi Yechanan's chiddush. So Rashi says, min hadeko shenoshru b'shabbos. The branch came off the tree on Shabbos. It is also a second Yom Tov Hasamach Loi. The next day Yom Tov, you're still not allowed to use this wood. We'll soon see why. And he says, "The altish yivelu beitza." Rav Yechanan says, "Don't ask me for what I just passed before about an egg. That by an egg I said clearly, an egg that's born on Shabbos." You're allowed to eat it tomorrow on Yom Tov, because Rav Yechanan said it's two different kedushas. So here also, the wood that fell off the tree on Shabbos, true, Shabbos it's also. But the next day Yom Tov, it should be mutter. Why can't I use that wood the next day on Yom Tov to burn with? So he says like this, my timer, beitzu mishum debiyoyma na michazi legoymai. Really an egg, let's say an egg that's born on Shabbos. Really, if it wouldn't have been for the Easter that's born today, you're allowed to use a raw egg on Shabbos. You could swallow it, eat it raw. And still we tell you, no, today on Shabbos you're not allowed to eat this egg. Ad l'moch, you have to wait till tomorrow. So therefore, may the idea, everybody knows, debas yoyim asura, that an egg, a normal egg that's born on Shabbos or born on Yom Tov, you're not allowed to eat the egg that day. Like here, the egg was born on Shabbos, we're telling you, you cannot eat this egg even raw today. So therefore it's good, tomorrow when it comes Yom Tov, the second day, then we'll let you eat it. Because the second day is called like a new Kedusha, it's not born today, so therefore you're allowed to eat it. Mashenkin ate him, but wood, what happened here? This branch fell off the tree on Shabbos. Now on Shabbos, even if the wood would have fell off the tree on Friday, you have wood from a week ago. On Shabbos, are you allowed to touch wood? No. On Shabbos, wood is muksa. You're not allowed to burn on Shabbos. So therefore here this branch came off the tree on Shabbos. Now, if we're going to tell you that tomorrow on Sunday, you're allowed to use the branch, people are going to say that, really, branches that fall off the tree, you're allowed to use today. Let's say today would have been Yom Tov. If the branch would have fallen off today on Yom Tov, I'm allowed to use it today. You know why yesterday we didn't use the branch? Because yesterday was Shabbos. On Shabbos, we can't use branches anyway. So people won't know this issur that a branch that falls off the tree itself on Yom Tov, it's also to use. So therefore, they had to make a gzeira here to say, now that it fell off on Shabbos, we don't want you to use it even tomorrow on Yom Tov. That people should know that on Yom Tov, when a branch falls off the tree, you're not allowed to use it today. That's the difference between an egg and the branch, the Mara says. Eitzim d'lechaz liyemeh. Yisharul ulamachit, you tell me that tomorrow on Yom Tov, you're allowed to burn this wood. Also, lemeh, people will come to say, v'yayimayu, on the day that it falls off, nami shari. Really, you're allowed to use the branches that fall off the tree today on Yom Tov. I, v'yesmul, how come yesterday on Shabbos we didn't use this branch? V'yesmul, mishum Shabbos, so d'lechaz l'asaka. Because on Shabbos you're not allowed to burn anything. It's muksa. That's why we didn't use the branches yesterday. But if the halacha would be, you're allowed to use the branch today on Yom Tov, people will forget about the chazis system of branches coming off the tree on Yom Tov. So in order to be mechazik, this sister, here Rabbi Yechon is mighty as a gzeira, not to use these branches even tomorrow on Yom Tov. And really it's also to use because the branch is muksa. Like at the beginning of Yom Tov, the branch was attached to the tree. Now anything attached to a tree is muksa on Yom Tov. You can't touch it. You can't pull off a branch on Yom Tov. So the branch at the beginning of Yom Tov was attached to the tree. So the branch is muksa. So now when the branch falls off in the middle of Yom Tov, the branch is still muksa. You can't eat it. You can't use it today. So therefore, even though in our case here, the branch fell off yesterday on Shabbos. So really, today on Yom Tov, it should be muta. Because Yom Tov is called the new Kedusha. And today at the beginning of Yom Tov, it's not muksa anymore. It's off the branch already. And Yom Tov, you're allowed to burn wood. Still, Rabbi Yechon says here, you're not allowed to use the wood today. Because if yes, people would say, even in the case that the first falls off the branch today, also it's mutter. So Mishum Nigzeri, you can't use it. Masna, another loch now. Omer Rav Masna. Eitzim shenoshru minadeko l'toycha tana b'yomtif. What's going to happen if on Yomtif itself, a branch falls off the tree? So that branch itself is muksa. You're not allowed to use that branch. But it doesn't just fall on the ground. It falls directly into your oven. So the wood now falls into the oven. What's the locha? Is there any way now you're allowed to light up this oven to burn the wood to use it on Yom Tov? So he says, yes, the answer is, marbo aleim eitzim achonim. You're allowed to throw new wood into the oven, and this other wood is not muksa that had to you prepared it already from before Yom Tov. It's burning wood. It's not muksa on Yom Tov. Umasikin, and then you're allowed to burn all the wood together. So even though the branch that fell off on Yom Tov really is muksa, but you're not touching it. It fell straight into the oven. And all you have to do now is add more wood into it. So you're allowed to burn all the wood together. For the Gemara, when you're burning in the oven, you have a spit there, and you move around the wood. So when you're moving around the wood, you're moving around the wood that's muksa. So you be mahapach b'yisura. How can you do it? Rashi, when you move the wood in the oven from one side of the oven to the other side of the oven, you're moving around this branch that fell off on Yom Tov, that's muksa. So how could you move around muksa on Yom Tov? Gemara says, Kiva deruba de teraninu, we're talking about that you put much more wood of heter. It's real new wood that you have prepared from before Yom Tov. So since you have rived, the majority of the wood in the oven is heter, is wood that's not muksa, kikom hapach, when you're turning around, moving around the wood, we say a svara, tehetero kamapach. You know which wood you're moving, which one you're touching. You're touching the heter. It's svara like it's bottom right. Rashi behetero mahapach, sheisa bottom right. Because the easter is bottom right. So he asks questions here in Rashi. The word real doesn't apply bittab right. Bittab right means when you can't see what you're doing. But the chura here, the wood that was muksa, like chura, you could tell what the wood was. So how could you mux it around? So one text of the Nechman, maybe you can't tell. Once you added new branches now, the new branches look just like that first branch that fell in from the tree. So now that you threw in a lot of hetadika branches, you can't tell which one is heter and which one is iser. So now it's bottom right, Taka. That's what Rashi says, it's bottom right. Therefore, since the majority of the wood in the oven is heter, not muksa, you're allowed to take your stick and mix around all the branches right now. It's muta. Yeah, that's a davar chashuv, we said before. Everyone said that's a davar chashuv. Eggs is like a davar shebeminyan, you only sell them singly. My second here, wood you don't sell singly. Wood is not a davar chashuv, for sure it's bottle. For the Gemara, still a kasha though. For the Gemara, but how can you do what we just said? What happened here? First the branch fell off the tree tray and yomtif and went straight into the oven. So right now would be also to light this wood, to be mishtamish with the wood. It's interesting. That's what we're trying to speak out. Even though usually we know muksa is only yosta betutul. You're not allowed to move around muksa. Stam bahano, enjoyment is muta. Muksa is not yosta bahano. In the case that you're not touching the muksa, you just have enjoyment from it, it's muta. Now let's say shemen, oil, that would be muksa. If it's lit, you're allowed to have a no from the light. Muksa is not yosta bahano. The question here is, the wood fell into the oven. So all you want to do now is like light it, take a light and throw it in there. So you're not really touching the wood. So why should it be an issur muksa altogether? So they speak out, there's another yisoid of muksa. Not only is muksa also to touch, but it's also to be mishtamish, to use muksa. You can't use it, to do a use with it. Now here you're using this wood. Like you need fire right now, you have to make a fire. So you want to use this wood to make the fire. That's not the only call you're being, having anor, you're having enjoyment. It's called you being mishtamish, you're using it. By using muksa, it's also to use muksa. So here you're not allowed to stam light up this wood, because it's called you using muksa. So Gemara says, what's the eitzah? Take wood you have in your house that's prepared already from before Yom Tov, it's not muksa, and take this wood and throw it into the oven now. So now that you throw it into the oven, the majority of the wood in the oven is mutter, therefore the one that's muksa is butter broi, therefore you're allowed to use it. For the Gemara kasha though, we know you're not allowed to do that though. For kamavat alis l'kathila, you're not allowed to make a bit of broi l'kathila. For the Gemara, for kamavat alis l'kathila. Utanan, we learned, ain mavatlan is l'kathila. You're not allowed to do that. Let's say you have some treifas here. You're not allowed to take a whole bunch of kosher things and throw it on top of it to mavatlit. Bit of roiv only means if it happened by itself, now it's mutter. But l'kathila to machlekes if it's lost in the raisa with the rabbonin. Some should say it's an issur raisa to mavatl l'kathila. You can't do it l'kathila. So here, how could you give us an eitzah to say, this little wood that's in the oven, if you want to use it, take new wood and throw it in there. You're not allowed to go be mevato, make a majority here, to mevato the meat, you can't do that. So Gemara answers, hani mili b'diraisa. First of all, someone in the gate to an issah diraisa. Something that's also in the diraisa, on a bus of a cholev, on treifis, then you can't be mevato, this l'kathila. Avo b'dirabonim mevatlin. But on issah b'dirabonim, like over here, this eitzim that fell off the tree and yontif, there's only an issim of the rabbon and asmuksa. Midiraisa, you're allowed to use the wood on yontif now. It's not attached anymore, so it's only yosim of the rabbonin. So midirabbonin, the klal is mevatla nislakatchila. You are allowed to go and be mevatla the issim of the rabbonin. Fred Gemara, ul rabashi though, the yomar, called dovish neshto maturin, afilu b'd rabbonin lebotu. But according to Rabashi, that says, even on a beitza that's only yosim of the rabbonin, still, since it has a heter tomorrow, you're allowed to eat it, because tomorrow is not yomtif. So the klal is that a dovah sheish la matirin, something if you wait till tomorrow will become mutter, ha'afilu b'rabbonin le'botol. Rav Ash before said, even on an issim of the rabbonin, like the beitza that's born on Yom Tov, according to Rav Yitzchak and Rav Yosef, it's only issim of the rabbonin. Still he says, you're not allowed to eat it today, it's not botol today, wait till tomorrow. Here also, this wood, say it's true, it's only issim of the rabbonin, but since this wood, it's only issim to use it today on Yom Tov. If you wait till tomorrow after Yom Tov, you're allowed to use the wood. There's no real issur upon the wood. The wood just fell off the tree today. So it's chay on Yom Tov, it's muksa. But tomorrow you're allowed to use it. So how can you tell me now, you're allowed to be mevatel, add new wood here, and make it bitter b'roi, this wood that's also, I Rav Ash before said, that an adov is shnei shlo matirin, something that by tomorrow, by itself, it will become mutter, you're not allowed to use it in bitter today. So here you can't use this wood today, it should be usur. Michael Amema, what could you say? So Gemara says, yes, even according to Rav Ash, I could answer. Hani mili, when does Rav Ashi say that a dove sheesh lo matirin is not bottle? Heicha di isa li yisru b'yenai. That's only by regular isa where the isa is still there. The mashal by the egg. You have this one egg that was born today on Yom Tov. Now it got mixed up in a pot with 100 other eggs. So the mice now, you have 101 eggs. So if you're going to go to eat the egg that's osir is here. It's ben, you see it. So since it's ben, we tell you, don't eat it today, rather wait till tomorrow. Wait till tomorrow, it's not Yom Tov anymore, then you're allowed to eat the beheter. Mashenken over here, what are you doing? You're using this wood, you're burning the wood. So Maisa, the enjoyment you get out of the wood is the heat that comes out later is being burnt up. So here, Abahocha Mikla Kol Yisura. But over here, the wood is being burnt up. The wood is not around anymore. So since when you're using it, it's being burnt off the wood, here we're more mekel. Here we say, even a derbe sheish lematirin, since it's only us and midrabonin, here we say you're allowed to be mevatel even lechatchila. So when this branch fell off the tree on Yomtiv and landed up in the oven, you're allowed to take now other wood and throw it in there and burn them all up. Even though you can't be mevatel a yesh lematirin, the Torah says here, since the way you're using it, the way you're being mishtamish, is you're taking a fire and putting it onto this wood and let the wood be burnt up, and you're only enjoying the wood, the heat. When the heat comes after the wood is burnt up, that's when the heat comes up. So since the heat is like coming from the wood that's burnt up already, here it's a more kal, it's more easier. It's not a cold, a real double shesh no material. Therefore, here we make go to mevatel lechatchila. Yeah. So far, the one machlokes we had so far, Rav and Rabbi Yochanan, was an egg that's born on Shabbos, can eat it tomorrow on Yom Tov or not. Itmo, no, another machlokes. Shnei Yomim Tovim Shogolis. What's the locha by in the Chutz Loretz? We have 2 days Pesach, 2 days Sukkis. What's the locha on 2 days Yom Tov? Rav Amar Rav holds, Noda Bazeh Muteras Bazeh. If you have an egg that's born the first day Pesach, you should know, the second day Pesach, you will not eat it. Because the Manashach, one of the 2 days is Choyl. We keep 2 days in Minasveka. So one of the 2 days is Choyl. So Mamonashach, on the second day it's Mutter. Friavasi Yom, Ravasi says no. Friavasi Yom, Noldo Vezeh, Asura Vezeh. An egg that's born the first day, Pesach, you should know, you're not allowed to eat it even the second day. It's even also the second day also. So Mamonashach says, what's the Machlekis? Leima, Kasav Ravasi, Ravasi Yos, Kedush Achasi. That we keep 2 days Yom to the Chutz Loretz, it's like one long day, it has one long Kedusha to it. So an egg that's born the first day is even usher the second day. The Rashi says, the second big law in the middle, Lemach Sav Ravasi, Kedusha Achasi, it's called one Kedusha. Chachomim Kovum Al B'nei Goyla. The Chachomim made a gzeira that us that live in Chutz Loretz and B'nei Goyla, La'asaisam L'doyrois Mach Masof Egzeh. The Rabbanan said that for now on, every generation is going to have to keep 2 days Yom Tov. True, it's only because they had a doubt which day really was Yom Tov. But now, v'hetilam aleihem kechayim yemarach. But the Rabbanan said, you should know, you people living in Golis, we're giving you a chumrah of like one long day. You keep 2 days Pesach, it's like one long day. So both days have a kedushas vaday. With the Rabbanan, the second day is like vaday kodesh. It's not considered like it's a sofik. One day is chayil, one day is Yom Tov. We just don't know which day is really Yom Tov, so we keep 2 days. Rav Asiel is not like that. It's like the Chum said for sure, both days is Kaddish. Therefore, the egg that's born the first day, it's also even the second day. That's what Rav Asiel holds. And Rav holds not like that. Rav holds like we hold, that it's only a suffix. In other words, really Yom Tov is only one day. Just we don't know when Desdim was Mekaddish to Kaddish, so we don't know which day is Yom Tov, so we keep 2 days in that Sveika. But for sure, one of the two is Chayil, so if the egg is born on the first day of Manashach, either the first day is Yom Tov, then the second day is Mutter. But yet the second day is Yom Tov, that it was born yesterday and Chol also with Smutter. So Manashach, the second day is Smutter. For the Gemara, that's true that Rav Asi holds. That they're both Kaddush, the Rav Asi Mavdil Miyoy Matev L'Chavri. Rav Asi made Havdolah Moitzoy Yom Tov for the second night. When he had Pesach, after the first day Pesach, Moitzoy the first day Pesach, he made Havdolah and Kiddush to the next day. So you see clearly, it's not called the second day is like Vaday Kaddush. The second day is Chol. So in other words, since Midiraisa, the first day is Yom Tov. The second day is Chol, it's only Chol HaMoed. So therefore, he made Havdalah. So how could you say Rav Asi holds that it's Vaday Kodesh the second day, you shouldn't have to make Havdalah then. So the Marin says, Rav Asi Svukei Mesafkele. Rav Asi had a Sufik here. He was Mesufik. Whether the second day Yom Tov is Mach Masufik, if it's only a Sufik doubtfully, then you should make Havdalah. Or else, no, maybe the second day is like a Vada Yom Tov, and then the egg is Osir. Therefore, the Yovel, Hachel L'chumra, Hachel L'chumra. He went L'chumra both ways, Rav Asi. Rav Asi held L'chumra, he made Havdalah, on Moitzoy, the first Yom Tov. But he also held the egg was Osir the second day, because it's possible to say, the second day is not Machmas Sofik, a doubtful, but it's like a Chumra of a Vada Yom Tov. Omer Rav Asi, Omer Rav Zeir, Rav Zeir says like this, Kavoser the Rav Asi Mistavrit, Smo Mistavrit like Rav Asi. That what? That Rabbonin said that the week keep 2 days Yom Tov, it's like a Vaday. The Rabbonin, what Kaveya made us, Vaday keep 2 days Yom Tov. Why? So even nowadays, today, Yadina B'Kviya D'Archa. Right now, today, we know exactly how the calendar goes. we know exactly which day is Rosh Chodesh. So really today we have no doubt what Tesvav Nisan, when Tesvav Tishrei, we know exactly when Sukkot, when Pesach is. Still, the Koavdina Trei Yoyma, still we keep 2 days. So why do we keep 2 days? Elamaikos, when a common made exerma, they didn't say keep it when you doubt. Even when we don't have a doubt. They made exerma, the Rabbonim, the Teres Vadai, we have to keep a second day Yomtif. So even though nowadays now we know exactly which day is Yomtif, the Rabbonim made the Choy Kavua that you have to keep 2 days Yomtif, Tzurai Terevasi. Omer Abaye, Abaye says, no, the other way. Kavosa de Rav Mistav, I'll bring a Raya more to Rav, that I was second day Yomtif, Zoni Machem Esveika, it's a Sofik. It's now, we learned like this. For Rishonim at the beginning, when the Yidden were in Eretz Yisrael, they had the Beis Hamikdash, they had the Beis Din, Hoya Masiya Masois. When the Beis Din was Mekadosh to Chodesh, they used to have, like, from one mountain to another mountain, they used to wave and make signals. Masiya Masois, they used to wave one to another with signals. So if they had signals, the Mamish, the whole Eretz Yisrael knew exactly when Rosh Chodesh was, even the Bnei Goyla. When signals, one signals to another, the signals go very far straight across. Everybody knew which day was Yomtif. You didn't have to have 2 days Yomtif. Marshenke Mishakilkulu Akusim. Later though, the Kusim gave problems. That they used to make these signs even when it wasn't Rosh Chodesh. They used to want to mix up the Eden. The Kusim were people that were Rav Rabbi Dezora. They didn't keep a Torah Shabbat pair. So the Kitzah, they wanted to make trouble. So they used to go when today was not Rosh Chodesh on top of the mountains and make the signs to show the others it's Rosh Chodesh. And they made a big kilkul then. Seskino bez the men at the corner then, she is shluchim yaitzim. They mavato, they're not saying anymore on the waving, they made signs one to another, but now Bezdin made shluchim. They send out messengers. When they're on the Kaddish to Chodesh in Eretz Yisrael and Yishalayim, from Yishalayim they send out messengers to go around the Eretz Yisrael, go on Chutzlores, tell everybody when Rosh Chodesh is. So that's why they have a suffix, because the shluchim couldn't get that far. So they only have 15 days, the mashal on Rosh Chodesh Nisan. So now the shluchim went out traveling. So by the 15th day of Nisan Pesach, as far as the Shliach got, they knew when Pesach was. But further than that, people didn't know when Rosh Chodesh was. So the people outside of that had to keep 2 days, because they were doubtful which day was Rosh Chodesh. Now the Elu, Bitlu Kusim, let's say we'll have no more Goyim bothering us anymore, we'll be able to make the original signs, Avdin and Chad Yoyma, we'll make one sign, Ve'echa Demote Shluchin, Avdin and Chad Yoyma, and wherever the Shliach, the sign will get there, they'll only make 1 day Yomtif. So see clearly, it's a Raya like Rav, that we keep 2 days Yomtif is not the Pshat, the Bona made a Choyk. We have to have 2 days. It's only because we're doubtful which day is Yomtif. But Mashenke and Mr. Shem will come a time when they'll have signs again. Everybody will know which day is Yomtif. They'll only keep 1 day. So see clearly, the Loch is like Rav. It's only a doubtful why we keep now 2 days. We have a suffix, which day is Yomtif, which way is not Yomtif. Sigmori is good, but still the question is then, Fahashta, but Shver today, nowadays, Fahashta the Adinan, the Kfir the Yach, if you want to tell me that when we do know which day is Yomtif, we'll only keep 1 day, so the Kashem is man is there today. Today we know clearly which day is Yomtif, Midiraisa, so how come we still keep now 2 days Pesach, 2 days Sukkot? We know which day is Yomtif. So my time of Dinan Shre Yoyma, if it's like, if the Rabbanan, not like Rabasi, if the Rabbanan were not Koveya Choyk, like you have to always keep 2 days. The Rabbanan just said, when you're in doubt, which day is Yomtif, keep 2 days. So the question is, today we're not in doubt anymore. So how come today we still keep 2 days? The Teretz is, Mishum, the Shochem Itom, they sent out a Shliach, like Eretz Yisrael, the Shochem Itom, Hezhiro b'minig avaseichem, be very careful in the minig of your fathers. V'yadeichem, keep it in your hands strong. Why? What does that mean? That Zimnim were afraid sometimes may happen to Gozru HaMalchus. Now that we're in Golis, the Malchus, Edom, wherever it is, the kingdom, the Goyish kingdom, will become very strict upon the Jews. And they'll make a Gzeira, V'yosla Kekulei. They'll stop us from learning, and we'll be so bad off, we'll forget how to make the Cheshbon of the months, and we won't know exactly which day is Rosh Chodesh. And then we'll still think that Rosh Chodesh is only 1 day, and they'll keep only 1 day Yomtif, and in such a case, then really you have to keep 2 days Yomtif. So the reason why we keep 2 days Yomtif today is really Xeret Galacha. Really, really today we should only have 1 day Yomtif. Because we know which day is the real Rosh Chodesh. So we don't have any doubt today, we should only have 1 day Yomtif. But the reason why now we keep 2 days Yomtif is out this new Xeret. Because they said over Mount Yisrael that the Rabbanim were afraid that maybe there'll come a time when the goyim will make it so hard for us that we'll forget the calendar. We'll forget then how the Kiddush Chodesh is supposed to work. We'll forget the Yisrael Ibur. And we won't know which day is Rosh Chodesh. And at that time, we'll have to keep 2 days. So therefore, the Rabbanan said, even today, we have to keep 2 days also. But really, our 2 days now is only Machmas Safek. And that's what we hold Halacha like that. We hold the 2 days, Yom Tov is only Machmas Safek. Therefore, the second day has a lot of coolness. The second day, the refuah is mutter the second day. Here, you let the egg that's born the first day, Yom Tov, is mutter on the second day. Because the second day is only also Machmas Safek we hold. It's not like a Yom Kavua, Chazal will Kaveh keep the second day. It's only as a Sveik of the Yomah. But it's only doubtful, therefore, Manashach, only one is really Kaddish, the second one is more cooler. Then the question is, then how can we not make Abdullah? The question is, though. And the Gemara says, Rav Asi held that you have to make Abdullah. In other words, if it's only a Sveik of the Yomah, so then really on Mitzvah Yom Tov, it's really Mitzvah Yom Tov. The next day, like it's Yom Tov, it's Chayu, really. So how can we don't make Abdullah? That you have to say, the Gemara says, we are going to Rav Asi. We hold this called the Zelusa of the Yom Tov. Since Lamaisim of the Rabbanin, we have to keep the second of Yom Tov now, even as man is there, so it's a Zilzla, would not be nice to make Abdullah. It's a Zilzla in the covenant of Yom Tov. So Rav Asi held up like that. But Halacha, we don't hold like Rav Asi. We hold, it's not nice to make Abdullah on Mitzvah Yom Tov going into the second of Yom Tov. Even though really you shouldn't make Abdullah, because really the first day is Midiraisa, the second is only a Sveik of the Yomah. But since it's a zilzon, that in the Rabbanan, we don't make Havdalah. But Lamaisa, we keep now 2 days Yom Tov, because that's a Xerah that we're afraid maybe it will come so hard upon us, we'll forget the calendar, and then for sure we'll have to keep 2 days. So even now also we keep 2 days. Yeah, so the Xerah didn't apply then either, because then there was never the Xerah, because they always knew which day was Rosh Chodesh. Yeah, if I says it went through the Horat Yisrael by Stais, yeah. Even the Shluchim, 15 days, went through the Horat Yisrael. Itma. So this was the second machlekes about an egg born on the first day Yom Tov. If you keep it on the second day Yom Tov, and here again, like Rav has said before, we paskin like Rav that the egg type is mutter on the second day Yom Tov. Now itma, third case. Shnei Yom Tovim Shavu Rosh Hashanah. What's going to be the loch of 2 days Rosh Hashanah? So you have an egg that's born on the first day. Can you eat the egg the second day? So again, it's a machlekes. Rav and Shmuel, the Yom Tovai, they both say, no dov is there, asura is there. An egg that's born the first day Rosh Hashanah still also eat the second day. That's not, because we learn it like this. For Rosh Hashanah at the beginning, when they've had the Beis Din, in Eretz Yisrael, in Shalim, with the Beis Mikdash, hoi mekavlen edus hachoydish kol ayem kulay. Like on the 30th day of Elul, they used to be mekabel the edim, like the state, today is Rosh Hashanah, today is Rosh Chodesh, it's Rosh Hashanah right now, and taka the whole day, the 30th day of Elul, they didn't do any melacha. Because the Arasophic, maybe the Eidim will come and tell us, they saw the Levana last night, they saw the new Levana, and the Bezim would say, Hayyim is Mekudish, and today is Rosh Hashanah, so the whole day they didn't do melacha. Now what happened was, Pamachas, it once happened, that Nishtohu Eidim Lovoy, the Eidim came very late. Then his Kalkulu Halavim Bashir, they even came after they brought the Tomet Shavein Abayim, the second Tomet.